So happy to be making live radio together with you. It's something that doesn't happen very often, and thanks for helping us do that. And coming up now, there's a band, Cranberry Sanders is its name, relatively new name, I believe. And a couple members of that band are here today. They're going to open up with a song, and then we'll talk with them, and they'll have a few more to come. Ben Alper and Jake Workmeister of Cranberry Sanders.
Just thought of her rhyme, lying in my bed. What do when I can't get the thought of you out of my head? Cause it's so true, I'm warming up to you. It's kind of amusing, see the smile on my face. So much in common, and maybe I'm wrong, but that's really the case. My point of view, I'm warming up to you. Taking in the sights, looking for the wrongs, but only coming up with the rights. So if you're feeling like I'm feeling, well then I'd like to warm it up with you. Warm it up with you. Mondays, and I ain't getting it done. I'm too busy thinking about how the weekend was. Crazy fun, it's all I can do. Warming up to you. And in the evenings, when the sun has set, we're rolling around and we're laughing and clowning. No arguments yet, maybe one or two. Warm it up to you. We are taking it day by day, never knowing what the other might say. So if you're feeling like I'm feeling, well then I'd like to warm it up with you. Warm it up with you. You hold it down cause you're the coolest girl around, and not to mention that you're so dang pretty. Talking wedding bells. So if you're feeling like I'm feeling, well then I'd like to warm it up with you. Warm it up with you. Yeah. Warming it up with you. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, I'm warming it up with you. Warming it, 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 warming it up with you. So if you're feeling like I'm feeling, warming it up.
It's Ben and Jake from Cranberry Sanders. What a great song. Tell me about the song, Ben.
Thank you. That's a song I wrote a number of years ago, actually, just about that kind of fun period when you're just getting to know somebody. Things haven't turned too serious yet in the relationship phase, but you're just enjoying each other's company and having a good time and feeling good about things.
Yeah, sort of that head over heels, mm-hmm. like who is this perfect person? You don't know each other's flaws yet, or not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like you're feeling ecstatic, and it's just a great song. It's a really good example of how great a song can have its melody and lyrics just tightly match, because the song puts you in a good mood and the person in the song is in a really good mood too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So tell me, we've got you and Jake here today, mm-hmm. and Cranberry Sanders, I think, is an ensemble of five, typically.
Five.
And tell me just a little bit about the group, because I think it's relatively new, right?
It is relatively new. Jake and I actually go back a while. We've performed together in a Dave Matthews tribute band for about 5 years called One Sweet Berg, as in like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I wanted to focus more back on, channel my creativity through original music.
Wouldn't it be funny if Dave Matthews was like doing a tribute band for you guys out somewhere? It's just kind of
in a bizarro parallel yeah. universe. Yeah.
So you wanted to focus more on your own stuff, though, you were saying.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's a lot of fun playing that music. It's challenging, and it challenges you as a musician, but creatively, you know, I've had a lot occur in my life and a lot I wanted to get out there, and this has been a great way to channel it. And so I wanted to keep playing with Jake because he's just a phenomenal musician, and he's, during our time together, he's kind of become a mainstay on the local music scene, just jamming with everybody. So he's introduced me to a lot of great musicians that I wanted to bring along. And, we're just kind of rounding out our sound right now and getting ready to, showcase it to Pittsburgh and beyond.
Now, the name Cranberry Sanders, I generally don't ask about names, but in looking through your Facebook page, which we've linked to, by the way.
Thank you.
And online a little bit, I happened to see a performance of a song called The Legend of Cranberry Sanders. Or did I see that correctly?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. It's a bit of mythology that we...
A mythology of the back...
I mean, the short and 100% truthful version of the name of the band is that it was my fantasy football team.
Ah, I like it. The Cranberry Sanders.
I live in Cranberry, and I always enjoyed Barry Sanders, the football player, growing up. So I named my team Cranberry Sanders, and then I just love the sound of that name. It just had a real funky ring to it.
I
would love to have a band called Cranberry Sanders.
See, I immediately thought of sanding, like woodwork sanding. And I'm thinking, boy, who would sand cranberries? I don't think Ocean Spray has a job classification for sanding cranberries. And then I was thinking, maybe there's a bunch of woodworkers in Butler County that call themselves the Cranberry Sanders. But that's perfect.
It would be like the California Raisins, only they're – they're carpenters that are cranberries.
I love
and
it.
Sing.
I want to talk more with you and also with Jake, but why don't we have you play another song?
Since you brought it up, we'll give you The Legend of Cranberry Sanders.
Ah,
how about
okay,
that?
Here we
that?
Go.
Started back in the day on the wrong side of town. A baby boy was brought in this world with a purpose to get down. Now from an early age, Cranberry did excel. It figuring out how to fill his belly while managing to avoid a cell. He liked to pickpocket the rich. He had a move look like a twitch, and he was gone before you knew he was there. Everything would go to plan till the day he met a man who grabbed him by the back of his hair. He said, son, you got a lot to learn, but I'ma give you a second chance. See this box right here? I want you to take it home and learn how to make the people dance. Cause he's a poet, not a pimp. Carries a cane, but got no limp. He's the man. Cranberry Sanders. Smack the taste right out your mouth, but fill your ears with funky sounds. Here's the legend. Cranberry Sanders. To above it all, four random slanders. When Cranberry got home, he grabbed his mama's carving knife. He ripped the tape on the box, opened it up. What do you know? Saw the thing that would change his life. A dusty old record player on top of a stack of wax. He plugged it in, let it spin, and proceeded to relax. He heard the soul of Marvin. The boy was stopping for every new sound he heard. Blues, rock, hip hop, the boy could not stop till the music became his word. And as the words came together, he thought about whether he could take his message to the streets. He says, I know I got a cure for what is ailing the world, and it involves dancing to these here beats. Cause he's a poet, not a pimp. Carries a cane, but got no limb. He the man. Cranberry Sanders. Smack the taste right out your mouth. Fill your ears with funky sounds. He the legend. Cranberry Sanders. More Homer Simpson than Ned Flanders. A reasonable man. He knew he couldn't do it on his own, so he gathered up the funkiest cats he knew to help hammer his message home. A horn section he thought could make the dance floor hot, and a killer guitar is a must. An outer space bassist, stand a funky drummer to keep it going for the rest of us. Cranberry had the rhymes, it was morphin' time, the way they fit in like in step. They formed a band, set out across the land to start building up their rep. So now the table has been set and your appetite is wet for some choice and tasty grooves. Cranberry Sanders is he, Cranberry Sanders are we. Now Cranberry is you too. Cause he's a poet, not a pimp. Carries a cane, but got no limp. He the man. Cranberry Sanders. Smack the taste right out your mouth. Fill your ears with funky sounds. He's a legend, Cranberry Sanders. To above it all, for random slanders. He's a man, Cranberry Sanders. One more time. To above it all, for random slanders.
Ben Alpert and Jake Werkmeister. I like that song a lot, and I think you saw me giggling at the Ned Flanders reference. You just
more Homer Simpson than Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Because there's only so many things that rhyme with Sanders.
Yeah. I have a friend named John Manders who's an artist, and that song actually was making me think of him. I like it, though. That's that reminds me. That could be an abridged version of that. Could be the opening song to the sitcom that will be based on the band, you know, introducing everybody as they come on. Jake, tell me a bit about yourself. I know you play with a lot of folks.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just dumb luck. Best way to put it. it's if you stick at this long enough, you're going to meet people and network. And as I've gotten older, it's less of a competition. Like in your early 20s, you're always like, oh, I'm going to have the band of the town, and try to get all the market shares or whatever. But as you grow up a little bit and settle down, you realize that every other musician working at this has the same goals, and they start forming bands with you, give you calls, you give them calls, and you end up working with a lot of cool people like that.
Yeah, and probably choosing carefully who you want to work with, too.
Oh, yes.
And where you want to play. I think early on you might not be as discriminating as that, but as you get older...
This is true.
It can be like dating sometimes.
Yeah. I don't think I've said it on the air too much, but I honestly think you're defined a lot by what you choose not to do as opposed to what you choose to do or who you choose to work with and who you'd prefer not to if you have the luxury of making those choices. Tell me a little bit about your background. Are you from Pittsburgh originally?
Yes, I'm actually from Baldwin. As far as the instrument goes, I've been playing since I was 10 years old, and it was just something I kept at. I did not go to school for it, didn't further my education with that in a traditional sense, but I just kind of hung around people that were better than me at the instrument, and kind of learned through osmosis and still learning.
Did you go through the high school band cycle and those things? So you were there with the bagpipes and what is it,
the
Highlanders.
Highlanders
band?
Yes.
At Baldwin?
Oh, yes. We had bagpipes aplenty.
Yeah, and a great drum line. And there's a real marching band tradition at Baldwin, at least from my memory.
Oh, yes.
At Baldwin and Whitehall. There was something else I wanted to ask you, and it actually popped. Oh, I wanted to ask you about the sax, because it looks – tell me about the instrument.
This is a Selmer Super Action 80. It's about as old as I am. Looks older, but it's in good shape. And just the lacquer on these tend to wear and make them look older and more distressed than they actually are.
I actually like it. The patina, that's seeing it, especially around the bell, it's kind of neat.
Looks oh, yeah.
like it's makes earned its place.
Oh, yeah.
And Ben, I wanted to find out a little bit more about you, too, your background and...
Okay. I've lived in Pittsburgh most of my life. Came here when I was 4 years old moved from New England area, and grew up in Bethel Park, rival of Baldwin, sort of. No. Didn't start really playing. I actually was in more of European folk music growing up than I was the American music. I performed with the Duquesne University Tambouritzins my 4 years of college, and then after college started writing songs. And actually, I went back to law school, and then it was my third year of law school. That's when I started writing songs. And you know, as I accumulated all that student loan debt, I realized I want to be a musician.
Did you finish law school?
Yeah, I finished law school.
Wow. So you do get pretty facile with words if you're at law school. So maybe that led to some of the songs.
Yeah, having my nose buried in the books, I learned a lot of different words.
Well, it's good to have you both here. And anything happening with Cranberry Sanders? Any upcoming gigs we should mention?
We got a couple in January. I did want to throw out a solo acoustic show that I'm actually playing later on today, being that this is a family-friendly show and it's a family-friendly.
Yeah, tell me about where is that?
It's at Bocktown Beer and Grill. It's a really great restaurant over it. It's like along the perimeter of the Beaver Valley Mall.
Oh, excellent.
And I'll be playing there from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. today.
So that's out in Monaca. Mm-hmm. So if you go to the Beaver Valley Mall, and that's kind of nice, actually. If people are shopping, you won't have to fight too much traffic because you're out in one of the outbuildings.
Yeah,
there.
Take a break from the shopping and just enjoy some food and music.
Excellent.
But we do have a couple cool events coming up in January. January 29th, Friday night, we will be headlining the early show at Club Cafe on the South Side, the full band, with direct support from the Kyle Lawson Trio. And I don't know if you've ever heard Kyle Lawson, but he's an extremely talented singer-songwriter here in Pittsburgh, and we're excited to have him open, and that's going to be great. And then we're also going to be hosting the open stage, the weekly full band open stage at the Thunderbird Cafe on Monday, January 11th.
Excellent. Well, follow the band on Facebook. I think that's the easiest way to keep in touch with what they're up to. And if you go to our page at SLB Radio on Facebook, you'll see the Cranberry Sanders space. Is it simply Cranberry Sanders? You know, I wasn't looking at the fine print. Your Facebook page?
Yeah, I believe it's facebook.com/CranberrySanders.
Okay. I'll check on that. If it's something else, I'll let you know. It's good to have you both here. And what do you want to do next?
Let's see. I think we'll do another love song. This song's kind of autobiographical story of my relationship with my wife. This is called Love You So.
Mama say she don't know me anyway. Only thing that she need to know is, oh girl, I love you so. Singing now, oh girl, I love you so. Scruffy looking troubadour, but you looked and saw much more. Most people come and they go, but I will always love you so. Singing now, I will always love you so. Now could you be the greatest thing to ever happen to me? You should be safe. Just you and me. Just you and me. I will always love you, girl. Just you and me. People ask, where have I been? Say, when's the last time you seen him? You can tell him I made the red show with the girl that I love so. Tell him I've been with that girl that I love so. Holding hands everywhere we go. Traffic light maker shows. I used to laugh, but now I know. I will always love you so. Now could you be the greatest thing that ever happened to me? You should be safe in knowing that I will always love you, girl, just you and me. Thank you. place outside of town where you and I can settle down. Up, up, and away we go. Cause I will always love you so. Now, could you be the greatest thing that ever happened to me? You should be safe in knowing I will always love you, girl, just you and me. Just you and me. Just you and me. Just you and me. I will always love you, girl. Just you and me.
Ben Alper and Jake Werkmeister at the Saturday Light Brigade, and you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday mornings on community radio. Tell me a little bit about your writing and these songs. As I'm assuming you pretty much have written most of what Cranberry Sanders is playing.
Thus far, yeah.
And
thus far.
You're a really excellent writer, and I'm curious about
Thank
the
you.
Process. If I know that's hard to really define, but are lyrics sort of pouring out of you and then you're coming up with the music, or is it together?
You know, I come up with an idea and usually it's pretty autobiographical. I'm working on being able to write, you know, more from a third person narrative, but it's an effective way for me to channel what's on my mind, but it can go either way. Sometimes I'll have a guitar riff that I've just been noodling on, and then I'll start humming to it, and then I'll put some words to it. And then other times it's, you know, I have a purpose where it's, I have a subject I want to write about, and then sometimes it all happens together. Like this one song here, I actually came up with all in my head while I was walking my dog. But don't get too excited. I'm not that creative. It's a song about walking my dog, you know?
it's, you know, it's what you mentioned about typically writing about authentic experiences or about your own life and the challenge of getting outside of that and writing about fictitious characters or something maybe slightly different than what is real. I never thought about it, but there are probably some people that have the exact opposite feeling, that they're very comfortable, creating the imagery with other people. Mm-hmm. But when it comes down to opening up themselves and talking about their own life, it's very difficult. I'm not sure. It probably depends on the person as to which is easier than the other. But it's interesting that you. I think it's really generous when you can share your own life with other people and write songs in that way.
Yeah, I hope the subjects of the songs appreciate that. You know, sometimes. You know, I may have written a song about my relationship with my brother that got him a little irked at me, but you know, I still love him.
He'll come around.
He'll come around
after.
He's a good egg.
What's it like to turn over to Jake? What's it like to play together with Ben? I would imagine. Well, I mean, it's really neat to watch and listen to the two of you.
First and foremost, I'm just happy that I don't have to write lyrics.
First and foremost, hey, I'm in front of him, so keep that in mind.
That's nice, because you always have someone to blame. Just point your finger. But basically, you know, what Ben does, he's a solid frame. He writes good framework. When you start calling in all the other musicians, we're pretty much details on the car. So that's kind of how I view my job. I also write trumpet parts, too. Usually we have two of us playing. When you're rolling it back, it's weird. I mean, sometimes you just have to listen to what is there. Don't try to push too hard to make something that isn't, which is something that I hear a lot of younger musicians do, like less experienced. It's like, oh, check out this new scale I learned. I want to play it as fast as I can in inappropriate places. And part of the trick to this is just trying to remain as musical as possible, and don't overstep your boundaries if the song doesn't call for it.
You're there to enhance and embellish more than to take the front stage.
Well, I think one thing that's probably difficult, and Jake's been with me for so long now, he's gotten good at it. But for any musician working with me, is that I'm not a trained musician, and so I don't know all the terminology. So I'll have to, you know, just try to explain with the simplest words possible what I'm hearing in my head. Mm-hmm. And so they kind of have to parse out that language and figure out, oh, well, he means this, this, and this, because I don't know the terminology. So
you typically...
Sometimes like it's like a toddler trying to explain what they want to their parents.
Well, I think it's hard even for a fully trained musician to sometimes explain what's in his or her head.
Sometimes that gets worse.
Yeah.
Because then you have like a battle of musical vocabulary and music theory. Then it's... That's like, wait, what were we talking about again?
Yeah, I could imagine, very much could imagine that. Things are coming outside of my head. I think it's something I wanted to ask you about. And then, the band structure. Trumpeter, you were mentioning, a horn player.
Yes.
And also a bass player and another guitarist?
Yep.
Okay. And you'll play... will you move to trumpet occasionally, or
no? I'll usually have one with me, playing harmony parts. Like any part that I'm playing now also has a second part behind it, which gets really confusing whenever you're stripping it down further, knowing the music inside and out since you wrote it. Then it's like, wait, what do I want to do with this? You know, and trying to keep it as simple as possible. But that's half the fun too. Different performances call for different things.
Yeah, that sounds like a really neat sound, and I imagine you're able to improvise or mess around a little bit as you're playing, change the arrangements, or not the arrangements, but how you might approach them.
Oh, most definitely.
So, terrific. Cranberry Sanders is the name of the group. Facebook.com/CranberrySanders is how you can find them. And we have time for a couple more songs. Jake and Ben are both... Jake's playing sax, Ben's singing and playing guitar. More than a couple. We probably have time for three or four more songs.
Okay.
I'll keep you posted as we move around. What would you like to do next?
Let's see. I'll play the song. We'll play the song that I was just mentioning that I wrote about, Walking the Dog.
Walking the Dog.
This is for all the dog lovers out there.
Came to you in one quick walk.
Well, not one quick walk, but it kind of built over walks. You know, it's just I tend to, when I'm walking, you know, I have a song in my head, and usually it's somebody else's song, but this one it kind of just developed. And my dog's name is Lennon, as in Lennon McCartney. I'm a big Beatles fan, so this is called Ben and Lennon.
Well, I got a little doggy about 2 years old. Likes to chew my shoes and not do what he's told. But when we hit the streets, it's a different scene. Me and my buddy make a heck of a team. Ben and Lennon on the road again and singing. The back top dog in town. Spot a blowing leaf, he gon' track it down. Sniffing to the left and sniffing to the right. We be playing outside till the very last light, yeah. Next to my head, it's only been bed feels like a blur, 'cause my queen size bed's all covered in fur. Trip, Lennon's in the back, yeah. Down for the count, but always up for a snack. Next stop, rest stop, foot or snow. Just give my boy some slack and watch him go, come on.
The dog, I hope, was very happy with that.
Oh, he loves it.
Lennon the dog. That'd be, you know, cats, Lennon and McCartney, if you have a couple cats. Or I wonder if anybody's ever named their twin sons Lennon and McCartney.
You know what? I'm sure of that. I have no facts, no data behind that, but it has to be. They're so popular that there has to be a Lennon and McCartney out there.
There must be. Certainly Ringo and George, all those they must be there. Do you guys know John Pizzarelli, the guitar player, jazz guitarist? He just released an album of all McCartney covers, rearranged as jazz versions.
Really?
I've heard John. I have not heard that album yet, but we'll
like McCartney's
check
solo
it out.
Work.
Yeah. Well, some from Wings and some from his solo work, and it's just amazing to hear these songs done in a jazz style. Some are better. Well, in my opinion, some are better than others. But it's just
He didn't do that Christmas song, did he?
He did. Yeah.
Maybe I like it better than Paul's, because that's. I love Paul, but that.
That one.
What's the name of that song?
A Wonderful Christmas Time.
That simply.
Yes, don't do it. It'll be an earworm for a lot of people.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, people listening.
He did silly love songs from Wings. Do you remember? You think that people mm-hmm. would have had enough of silly love songs? He kind of fixed it with the jazz version, you know.
Okay.
It's a fun album. It's called Midnight McCartney.
Did he do Admiral Halsey?
I don't think he did that, but wouldn't it be great to hear an electric guitar solo on that part that Linda did with "Wee Gypsy Got Around"?
Yeah,
you know, could hear that wailing through.
Get your feet up off the ground, little get around.
How did that happen?
Years and years of McCartney listening.
Yeah. If you guys Ricky and I over Thanksgiving took a trip to West Virginia. And spent some time there. And we have a relatively new car. It came with Sirius. So we're listening to the 70s channel. I don't get how we know the lyric to every single song that they played. And I mean every lyric. Third verse, we're there, spot on.
It's amazing how that happens. Like, I don't, you know, I have trouble remembering my immediate family's birthdays, but I can remember every lyric on Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Yeah. It's how did that happen? I don't know. It just gets ingrained into you and sticks, never to be replaced by anything else, like your cell phone number.
Yeah, or answers on tests.
Yeah. Ben Alpert and Jake Werkmeister of Cranberry Sanders here, and I think we're going to have time probably for two or three more, whether up to you guys.
Okay.
Have you guys had a chance to record anything yet as a group, any EPs? Or?
We have not. That's something that we're hoping to do in the early part of 2016 once we get a little bit more time to gel and, you know, kind of hone in our sound. Because right now it's still me bringing songs to the table and them figuring out the sound where, you know, or I'd like to have a much more collective input into it and once everything really forms to a place where we want to take it into a studio, then we will. So I anticipate that happening in the early part of next year.
I think you'll do really well. You both, and I'm sure the group has a unique sound. And I, you know, I did my math wrong. This is one of my sleepy days. We have time for two more songs,
okay.
I think.
That's cool.
Just to keep you posted. What do you want to do next?
I'm going to do an original one called For the Win. This is in my head just from our discussion about lyrics and how I come up with it, because this was kind of an interesting one where every year we go we go with some friends up to Lake Erie out in Sandusky and spend the weekend there and right on the shore. And I wrote this song, and in each verse, they're all, none of them really link together, but they're all kind of different pieces of my weekend. And the highlight being, or low light being, I lost my wedding band in the ocean. So Big Ben knows what he's doing when he tapes that up when he's throwing footballs. I didn't. But this is for the win.
Distance flicker, say come hither while I wither. Don't got the means to get to you. And all the stars in the sky and such are a crutch to all the dreamers. If they only knew in the tide rolls in. Every day it's getting hotter and hotter to catch a wind. And the tide rolls in. Every day it's getting hotter and hotter to catch a wind. And every first Tuesday I mail a check. Never forget. It reminds me of how we couldn't resurrect our love. But I never stray too far from home when I roam, 'cause every other weekend is always right around the corner with my loves. And the tide rolls in. Every day it's getting hotter and hotter to catch a wind. And the tide rolls in. Every day it's getting hotter and hotter to catch a wind. Thank you.
You two play terrifically together. I'd really love to hear the full band, and you'll have a chance to in January at the shows.
Friday, January 29th, Club Cafe.
At the show.
Tickets are on sale on ticketweb.com.
Oh, great. And excellent writer, great sax player. It's really fun to listen to the two of you. I'm going to have you play us out. I just want to thank our other guests from today here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and A Lyrical Christmas Carol. You can get more information about all of these guests on our website. We thank them. Their play opens December 17th, closes December 20th at the New Hazlett Theater. The Fox Quartet, String Quartet, Jenny Fine from Pittsburgh School for the Choral Arts. They have a holiday concert today at 4 o'clock at Shadyside Presbyterian Church, and Jeffrey Chips of Steel City Shakespeare. And there are productions of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens taking place December 17th through the 19th. And again, our thanks to Ben Alper and Jake Workmeister. How would you like to close things out?
Well, it's the holidays, so I thought we'd close it out with a seasonal tune.
Not wonderful Christmas time.
No, we can assume we're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. But no, this is little drummer boy.
Thanks for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa-pa.
Mm-hmm.